producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Of refugees peppered with ISIS fighters and ISIS sympathizers are invading Europe, all according to plan and with the blessings of European leaders. Jihads are being waged. European women are being raped at epidemic levels. The French city of Calais has become ground zero for the migrant anarchy flooding the rest of Europe. And now a wave of 400,000 plus migrants are entering Italy. But rather than pushing on to northern Europe, these migrants will remain in Italy as the Schengen Treaty, intended to guarantee open borders, is coming apart at the seams. Six countries, Germany, Austria, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Slovenia, have suspended the treaty for 2 years, and others appear ready to follow them. In many respects, Schengen no longer exists.
Italy's Prime Minister has come under fire after ancient nude statues in Rome's Capitoline Museum were covered up during a visit by Iran's president.
And this is exactly what the ISIS leaders had planned. The conquest of Rome is one of the Islamic State's primary goals, as ISIS intends on beheading the Pope on live television in St. Peter's Square, to be followed by mass beheadings of Christians as Rome is converted into a Muslim city. The ISIS timeline to achieve all this is by 2020, but Europeans are in a chokehold when it comes to airing their grievances. Stringent hate speech laws and intimidation are being used to wage war on European citizens, simply asking their leaders to stop the invasion for the sake of their families. A professor who interrupted a speech by German Chancellor Angela Merkel was quickly escorted out of the room and now faces legal action from Merseburg University, which vowed to review his position and take legal action against him for damaging the faculty's reputation. In October, top security experts warned Merkel that the middle class in Germany is becoming radicalized in response to the migrant influx and that domestic unrest may occur as a result. The warning was circulated among high-ranking security officials in the federal government, according to the report.
I believe the challenge is huge. And if a challenge is huge, usually it will trigger fears and concerns. We'll have to address them.
The German government is also working with Facebook to censor and prosecute people who make anti-migrant statements on social media. Meanwhile, a Dutch man who tweeted that the country's migrant policy was a bad plan received a home visit from police and was cautioned as to his future conduct. Under these policies and the initial 500,000+ Muslims planting roots in Italy, the outlandish 2020 goal of the ISIS conquest of Rome doesn't seem as fantastical as previously thought.
There it is, HRES 569, condemning violence, bigotry, and hateful rhetoric towards Muslims in the United States. And that is in the House Judiciary, brought forward by, who's that brought forward by? Who's the sponsor of that? A whole bunch of people. I'll have to read that for myself. What does it say?
Just a resolution, and it's basically a blatant attack on the First Amendment.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
John Bound taking us into the fourth hour. This is the Alex Jones Show Overdrive, and I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I'll be with you for the next two segments, and then at the bottom of the hour, Alex Jones is coming back with a really, really groundbreaking interview with Roger Stone on what's happening tonight with Donald Trump and some insider information that you're only going to hear on the Alex Jones Show. Again, at the bottom of the hour, Alex Jones will be coming back and joining us with Roger Stone with some really, really powerful information that you do not want to miss. I'm also going to be breaking some news and covering some information, including how, this is a story I saw the other day that I want to expand upon and give you some more insight on this. Americans hate the U.S. government more than ever before. This is from CBS. And we're going to look at why we hate the United States government and how we're in an abusive relationship with the government that we can't seem to get out of. an abusive relationship. And more so than ever, we really need a advice relationship counselor to tell us how abusive the government is. Specifically, we're also going to talk about the mainstream media unable to control the narrative with Trump dumping the debates and a lot more. We'll be right back. The Alex Jones Show, Fourth Hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, your host. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, Alex Jones is coming back with Roger Stone to talk about some insider information and a key interview on the whole Trump anti-debate issue and what's really going on tonight. And also coming up at 7 p.m. Central Time, Alex and the entire InfoWars crew will be in covering not only the debates, but what Trump is doing on CNN and a lot more. But first, I wanted to cover a key issue. And it's really funny because what America needs is a relationship counselor. Because believe it or not, you are in an abusive relationship with your government. We all are. We are all in an abusive and controlling relationship with our United States government establishment and the mainstream media. And what happens is when the government and media can't control our narrative and control us 100%, they freak out. They just don't know what to do. It's in utter chaos, right? And I'll use an example. So whenever there's a break in the story or someone actually manages to put independent analysis out there and it becomes the norm or people embrace it in the public, the mainstream media and the government both freak out. And it brings me to this story from CBS. Americans hate the U.S. government more than ever. A handful of industries are those love-to-hate type of businesses, such as cable television companies and internet service providers, right? We all hate a lot of those. But the federal government has joined the ranks of bottom-of-the-barrel industries, according to a new survey from American Customer Satisfaction Index. Americans' satisfaction level in dealing with federal agencies, from the Treasury to Homeland Security, has fallen for a third consecutive year, reaching an eight-year low. People hate the government. They can't stand the government. How terrible is it going through TSA? How terrible is it dealing with anything to do with the government these days? It's absolutely terrible. And it's hit an eight-year low, according to these polls. People are tired of it. But gee, we're still letting it happen, aren't we? We're still sitting there, and we're in this abusive relationship. And I believe it's because not only is the government abusive, but the mainstream media is controlling. And what happens is, most Americans, as we see from these polls, are fed up and tired of it, but they don't get to express themselves, and they feel like they are kind of the minority. And then we have things like this happen. DC issues $1 million worth of parking tickets after blizzard to cars that are stuck in 2 feet of snow. Okay, I'm from Philadelphia. I know what this is like. When it is a real serious snowstorm, you don't just say, oh, well, gee, I'm going to go get my car from wherever I am. If you're downtown, let me just go get the car and go out in 2 feet of snow and get out of that area where I'm not supposed to park, right? Because how it'll work is you'll be able to park there, and then by the next morning or something, if you're still there, you get a fine. Obviously, in a rational system where we're not run by mentally ill people, they would say, well, gee, you can't move your car in 2 feet of snow. But that's not what happened. DC's snow emergency will remain in effect through Wednesday, and the city wants drivers to know it's serious about enforcing parking bans. The district has issued $1,078,000 worth of parking tickets and $65,000 of fines so far. It's even towed 656 cars at owner's expense. Visitors face $250 tickets, $100 tow tickets, and $25 per day fee until they pick up their vehicles, which you can't do because it's so snowed in. No one can even leave. But many drivers say they simply couldn't move their cars from emergency routes after the blizzard dropped 2 feet of snow in the district. Quote, they gave me a $250 ticket just for being snowed in. I couldn't get no help, Danielle Smith said. And then people wonder why we don't trust the government and think it's a complete joke. Because it is. It's completely absurd. It's completely insane. And I'll push that a step farther, because that's kind of a silly thing with the $1 million in fines for not moving your car when it's under 2 feet of snow. That's kind of the silly thing. Push it further. Let's talk about this for just a minute. Michigan cities beyond Flint have concerning lead water levels, data shows. And this is a story from Michigan Live that expands into something much bigger. All eyes are fixed on Flint as the crisis over lead in the city's drinking water supply has unfolded at an accelerated pace. But Flint is not the only municipal or private water supply in Michigan where the drinking water is tested at or above levels that researchers and public health officials consider to be the threshold. Goes on to say their environmental quality records show that a bunch of different water supplies are exceeding the federal limit on lead and copper. Well, gee, remember, I guess a few weeks ago it was now, when I was here last time and I was able to join you guys and we spoke about how it's not just Flint. And I mentioned that water supplies around the United States have lead levels that, according to the World Health Organization statistics and looking at the levels from different research pieces, are already affecting children. And some of the effects were devastating. It's making them antisocial, crushing their intelligence, even at low levels. And the worst part is you aren't going to see the symptoms. But is the government making a big deal about that? Of course not. Of course not. And this is one of the pieces I mentioned weeks ago from Vox. It's not just Flint. Every major American city has hazardous amounts of lead hurting kids. The story of Flint, Michigan's children being poisoned by lead-contaminated drinking water has rightly shocked and scandalized the nation. But while the situation in Flint is certainly an extreme case, the problem is much more widespread than people realize. Children in essentially every city in America are being exposed to hazardous levels of toxic lead, and a very little is being done about it. At the most severe levels, lead attacks the brain and central nervous system to cause coma, convulsions, and even death. Now, it's not that bad throughout the country. Obviously, there's not excessive levels where you're getting that. But it goes on to say, at least mild versions of these impacts are felt at even low levels of lead exposure that cause no obvious symptoms and are previously considered safe. Okay, and it goes on to talk about resulting in reduced IQ, behavioral changes, shortening of attention span, and increased antisocial behavior and reduced educational attainment. All right, and then we wonder why we don't trust the government. The mainstream media wonders, why aren't they trusting the government and coming to them for help? We can't even have a water supply unless we freak out about one city that's being addressed, not even getting into the sodium fluoride and the antibiotics in the water supply, the other pharmaceutical drugs, not even getting into that. Just the lead issue alone. And they ask why. And how about this? Walmart. We talked last time also about Walmart and the truth about Walmart and how it's really the epitome of everything that makes America terrible. Everything that pulls us down, everything that pulls down the hardworking people that actually want to help others and build the economy. Walmart is kind of like a big fat leech that just sucks the blood out of everybody. Not just a certain class of people, just kind of sucks the blood out of a city, right? But what happens when Walmart goes away from certain towns? Well, Walmart shutdown creates new food deserts, according to Associated Press. This is such a powerful article if you really read it. We'll put it up on Infowars.com. If you really read this article, it shows you just how much we've been swallowed by Walmart. Walmart's decision to shut down 150 stores across the country means that starting Thursday, residents without cars in the neighborhood near historically black college outside Alabama will have to cross dangerous roadways on foot to get fresh produce and meat. Come Friday, folks in Coal Hill, Arkansas will need to drive 15 miles to get to the nearest supermarket and pharmacy. Low-income neighborhoods of Wichita State University in Kansas will be losing quick access to fresh groceries. So these people actually can't get fresh, real food. They could probably buy a Snickers bar at a gas station, but they can't actually buy food. And what's more sad is Walmart was their only source of real food, so-called real food. The store closings by the world's largest retailer are creating three new food deserts in these neighborhoods with nearly 15,000 residents, according to AP. One of them is in Fairfield, Alabama, a hard luck suburb of 11,000, about 8 miles west of Birmingham. The Walmart there sits on a highway marked by a dreary swath of abandoned commercial buildings, fast food restaurants, payday lending businesses, and gas stations. By late last week, it was already out of fresh food, and shoppers who picked over the remaining items also worried the store shutdown could affect competitive prices. That gives the stores the opportunity to raise their prices, but you don't have anywhere else to go, according to a local. Look, Walmart is a huge leech. And look what happens when even they shut down, which in my view is a good thing. It just shows how controlling they were over these towns. The only place they had to go was Walmart for fresh food, for real food. That's the only place they had to go. All right? And look, it's essential to support real operations and real businesses. And that's why at InfowarsLife.com, DNA Force is 25% off right now. 25% off the original price. As far as I'm concerned and aware, this is an unprecedented sale, and it's your opportunity to try DNA Force for 20% off. And also Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, you name it. It's all at InfowarsLife.com. Support a real operation that isn't Walmart sucking away the blood of the middle class, lower class, upper class, the whole country itself. Now, we're going to come and talk about some more stories here, including a woman who says she's a cat trapped in the wrong body and hisses at dogs. And coming up again at the bottom of the hour, though, Alex Jones is going to come back in studio and speak with Roger Stone on what's happening tonight with Donald Trump, the debates, a bunch of insider information you won't be hearing anywhere else. But let's crack into a few stories here. So this came across my desk, and I thought this was interesting. Intelligent people are genetically predisposed to be healthier, experts find. University of Edinburgh suggests that gene variants linked to thinking skills are also linked to health. For the first time, scientists have shown that the intelligence is linked to good health, so those blessed with brains are also less likely to become sick, develop disease, or die early. The reason, they say, is down to genes. An international team led by the university discovered the gene variants make people smart, also protect them against illness. What I would like to see is that if that means it's lifestyle changes or it's just a genetic thing that protects you from being sick. I also think that super intelligent people sometimes totally forego their body and don't care because they're so dedicated to something that they end up getting sick. Well, we'll be right back with covering more news and talking more about the interview that's coming up with Roger Stone, Alex Jones. Again, we'll be here at the bottom of the hour. And don't forget the live coverage with Alex and the InfoWars crew starting tonight at 7 Central Standard Time for the debate and Donald Trump's event as well. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We're back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show. It's the fourth hour. And next segment, Alex is coming back in studio with a very special interview with Roger Stone. He's going to cover everything that's happening tonight with Trump, some insider information, the debates, and of course he'll be back again at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time with the whole InfoWars crew to cover the debates and Trump's event all in one. That will be available at InfoWars.com/show or just go to InfoWars.com. So, you know, we're talking about people hating the government. CBS says hatred towards the government is at an all-time high. People hate the TSA. People hate everything about the government. It's horrible. It's horrible dealing with the United States government. Oftentimes, they simply cannot be trusted, or pretty much every time. And it reminds me of two key videos I wanted to share with you, one of which, you know, we've always been told, we're going to get the troops out of Afghanistan. We're going to bring them home. We're going to bring them all home. But, of course, that never happened. And, in fact, report, U.S. troops may stay in Afghanistan for decades. Apparently, he says, what we've learned is that you can't really ever leave. Let's play that video.
It's really a striking reversal for President Obama, who staked his presidency in part on ending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it was only in 2014 that we had him stand in the Rose Garden and promise to bring the U.S. military role in Afghanistan to an end. And since then, there's been a series of reversals of changes to the drawdown plan from Afghanistan. And now, as my colleague Greg Jaffe and I report today, U.S. military leaders are quietly talking about years or decades long presence in Afghanistan. They think that's what will be required to help the Afghan forces be able to fend off the Taliban and this lingering Al-Qaeda presence that continue to threaten not just Afghanistan, but American national security.
And of course, we're probably never coming back, right? And it also reminds me of this one video where we were told again that Hillary Clinton would never use any form of unclassified system to transfer classified information. But according to this video, actually, she used a BlackBerry to communicate classified information. Let's go to this video.
Now, I must say, since the last time I was here, over a dozen years ago, things have changed. When I first came to the department, we had WANGs. Now we have BlackBerries. And it has changed the way diplomacy is done. Things appear on your BlackBerries that would never be on an unclassified system, but you're out traveling. You're trying to negotiate something. You want to communicate with people. It's the fastest way to do it. My favorite story about this is that the UN General Assembly, 2 years ago, Secretary Clinton was at the EU, it was then EU 27 meeting, where all the foreign ministers were arrayed along a long table. She was on one side of the table. Kathy Ashton was on the other side of the table, the high representative for the European Union. They were trying to, during that UN General Assembly, negotiate a quartet statement for Middle East peace. And so they sat there as they were having the meeting with their BlackBerries, transferring language back and forth between them and between their aides to multitask in a quite a new fashion, to have the meeting and at the same time be working on the quartet statement.
So time and time again, we're lied to and told you're safe, everything's fine. We're going to bring the troops home. We would never use an unclassified system. That would be terrible. That would be against everything we stand for. But over and over and over again, we're lied to. Just like I mentioned earlier, $1 million in fines put out to everyone in D.C. for parking their car in 2 feet of snow, unable to move it. But hey, you're still illegally parked, so we're going to ticket you anyway. And the quotes in there say, well, My car had 2 feet of snow. We're unable to move it. We're unable to get on the roads because they're completely blocked off because of government advisories. But they say it doesn't matter. We're going to take your money anyway. And by the way, Flint, Michigan, oh, that's a totally crazy, off-the-wall, outlandish example. When in reality, there's lead levels across the United States and other contaminants in the water we don't have to get into that are hitting the kids with no symptoms, reducing their IQ. So it's no surprise that we don't trust the United States government. Let's hit some news before Alex comes back again in this next segment coming up with Roger Stone to detail a lot more information on what's happening with Trump tonight, give you the full scoop, as well as the debates. So the Zika virus is spreading explosively, according to the World Health Organization, and this is really a tragedy because this is essentially a virus that if you get it, it's not that big of a deal. You have some flu-like symptoms. But, of course, if you're pregnant, the cranium of the child is super, super small, and they have developmental disorders and birth defects that are pretty much really tragic. And it says it could expand to about 1.4 million people. Here's a little bit of a relief article, though. Some similar ones we've posted up at InfoWars.com. Woman says she is a cat trapped in the wrong body. She hisses at dogs, hates water, and claims she can even see better at night. Who knows? Maybe she's true. Want to feel better? Move to Hawaii, Alaska, and your next insurance agent will be a robot. All right, Alex is coming back in this next segment. Hang on a couple minutes, and he's joined with Roger Stone to give the full details on the Trump event tonight, as well as the debate. We'll be right back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Fonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert is quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Fonjo needs your prayers, it's true. Say that you left it to. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Gentlemen, we are back live. Anthony Gucciardi is sitting in studio with me. He was just co-hosting. We are lining up the Skype connection with Mr. Roger Stone right now to break down the latest in just the Trump battles that are happening all over the United States throughout the media. And I tell you, we really see the beginnings of the collapse of the mainstream media, as people like Trump realize and the public realizes, the media doesn't run the narrative anymore. The facts and the personalities do. Because now Trump can go announce something and end up having more TV cameras, more alternative media, more video feeds, more coverage than the stupid Fox debate. And I'm not attacking Fox, but Megyn Kelly does have it out for him. But the reason he's walking away clearly is they've got all these setup artists there. Everybody's going to gang up. They're going to really try to bring him down. And why should he do that when he's bringing the audience? Why should he bring the rope for them to potentially go after themselves? And while we're getting stoned on, there was this promo that McBreen did. We've hardly aired it. It's so good. Where he shows all the mainstream media attacking us. And what's that done? Made us bigger. But they still don't get their discredited, even though all the polls and numbers show. Do we find that? Well, we can play it off YouTube. It's our Facebook featured video, actually. We can just go play it right off Facebook for everybody. It's up at Alexander Emmerich Jones on Facebook for folks that want to be able to see that, because it just illustrates everything that we're facing and dealing with as a culture. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that InfoWars can become so successful in the face of the mainstream media is some of our research, our work, our hard work. But a lot of it has to do with just the fact that the system tries to be as nasty as it can to condition us and to prepare us that we will just accept evil. They're trying to turn the world upside down, and that's not working. They want to break our will. So don't let them break our will. By the way, we can't get him on Skype. It's cool. Let's just get him on the phone, guys. Thanks. Let's just stop now trying that. Anthony Gucciardi, you've been hosting the last 30 minutes. I mean, just since you've been at InfoWars 3 years, watching the huge changes that have happened, and we're just a microcosm.
The mainstream media is a control freak system, and we're in an abusive relationship with it, and where we allow it to control our narrative and our beliefs, and they're freaking out when things happen, like Trump saying, I'm not going to do the debate. I'm going to go do my own thing. Anything against their control freak mission totally sends them for a loop. Notice, if you watch the mainstream media, actually, they don't know how to respond to that.
I agree. You guys said something in my ear. What was that? Oh, fantastic. Thank you. I've got low audio here today. Fantastic. Well, let's go to our guest. I appreciate Mr. Stone joining us today. Mr. Stone has obviously been on the show quite a bit the last few months. He's a best-selling author, researcher, and been a major political strategist and analyst for a whole bunch of different presidents. And Mr. Stone, thank you so much for joining us. I know that you're reportedly going to be, Richard Reeves was telling me on Fox News tonight, while Trump is overdoing his own event, you'll be basically talking about the campaign some. I think this is really smart what Trump's doing, but you can give us the inside baseball. I haven't talked to you since he announced this a few days ago. What's really going on here, sir?
I mean, Alex, this is nothing short of brilliant. First of all, let me say thanks for having me on. It's always great to be among fellow patriots. Donald Trump has roiled the establishment like never before, and he's grabbed the narrative. So the final days and the countdown before Iowa is all about Donald Trump. Will he show up? Won't he show up? Why isn't he showing up? What are the issues? I spoke to him about an hour ago, and he is really in great spirits. He's predicting a massive crowd at his counter event. He's predicting incredible ratings. It's now going to be covered live by both CNN and the Sinclair Communications Network. That could reach as many as 40, 50 million people. Mike Huckabee has decided to show up at the Trump event. Rick Santorum will be showing up at the Trump event. Alex, very significant, because both of them have small but significant pockets of support in Iowa. It is conceivable.
Wow, because just an hour ago, sir, sorry to interrupt you, you just talked to Trump. Just an hour ago, he was hinting at others. Are you announcing here, or has he already announced that he's going to have them there?
Let me put it this way. I know for a certainty that both will be there.
Wow, that is breaking news.
Is this a signal to their voters in Iowa that maybe your first choice, say Mike Huckabee, can't make it, and therefore you should vote for Donald Trump since he's elevating your choice? Does this even mean that there's an endorsement in the works? Very hard to say. But there's no question here that he has grabbed the moment, that he has stolen the show yet again. And this is to the consternation of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz can't get any traction. His attempts to challenge Trump to a one-on-one debate fell flat. And in the meantime, voters in Iowa start to look at the real Ted Cruz. Why, for example, in Heidi Cruz's Wikipedia page, is her service as Deputy National Security Advisor to Condoleezza Rice? Why is that missing? Why is her service as Deputy Trade Representative to Robert Zoellick, handling China specifically? Why is that missing from her resume? We know she works at Goldman. We know she's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. We now know Ted Cruz got sweetheart secret loans from Goldman and Citibank. This guy is going to reform Wall Street? He's going to take on Wall Street? I think Liberty voters are beginning to wonder whether he's a Trojan horse.
I agree with you. He's been neck and neck in polls lately, a few weeks ago, a few points behind Cruz. In some polls, Cruz is ahead. In some polls, Trump's ahead. I know you're a straight shooter. I talked to you months ago, and you said Trump's got it everywhere but Iowa, but I still think he's going to, you know, after that, get New Hampshire and other states, but Iowa's the big one. Has he narrowed that gap, or has he surpassed it from your political expertise running so many big elections?
Very hard to say because a caucus is not a primary. In a primary, you just show up, you go into the machine or the booth, and you mark a ballot or you check off a name and you walk out. A caucus is very different. You've got to sit and listen to speeches for 3 hours, and then you vote by a show of hands. So this is very much an organizational exercise. I do know, and this is incredible, last night out of the phone bank in Des Moines, as a random test, they called 1,000 Democrats. These are working-class, white, working-class, suburban Democrats. They asked them two questions. One, did you vote for Barack Obama? 90% said yes. When they asked them, would they come caucus for Donald Trump? Over 300 people said yes. Now, in Iowa, you can just show up at the polls and change your registration right then and there by signing a form and then vote for Donald Trump. This proves what I have been saying. He has crossover appeal in the general election. And to the extent that Iowa is up for grabs, and it is, it's very tight, it could be swayed by an influx of conservative Democrats coming over to make America great again.
Now, obviously, she tried to make a name for herself even bigger, Megyn Kelly, by making stuff about Trump, by being nasty. But you've always been really honest with us. I mean, really, that's just the excuse, then, is what you're saying, or correct me if I'm wrong. Trump knows that he makes the debate. He now only elevates these other candidates by himself being there. He makes them 5-10 times the money in advertising. He asked CNN to give some of the money to vets. They said no before. Now he's leaving, giving it all to the vets. How could anybody say that this isn't just an act of genius? It's also a really good thing to do when these greedy networks don't want to give money to the wounded warriors. I mean, shame on them, especially Fox News, that takes so much advertising money from the wounded warriors. They should be giving some of their time for advertising to the wounded warriors. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's just a fact. If you're not supporting Trump and supporting the debate he's really having, then you're actually trying to steal money from veterans. And then I watch the media spin this and say Trump wanted money or he wouldn't come. Lying bastards. I'm sorry, Roger, but it makes me mad.
Well, here's the factoid that I think you'll enjoy, Alex. A TV spot during this debate 2 days ago before Trump announced his pullout was selling for $300,000. That same TV spot for a corporate advertiser is now going for $70,000 and dropping.
Wow.
So you can see why Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and much of the talent at Fox that is friendly with Trump are beseeching him to come to the debate. I mean, look, watching the debate without Trump would be watching the Jackson 5 without Michael. I mean, you might want to tune in for Tito and Jermaine, but I doubt it.
Wow. Well, in the time we have left with you, sir, I know you're very busy. I heard from Richard, but is that accurate that you will be, though, on Fox tonight?
Megyn Kelly has invited me to come on post-debate and give my analysis. I must say she has always been fair to me. She has always given me the opportunity to stand up for Donald Trump, for which I am grateful because I'm just trying to reach the people. So, yes, I will be on with Megyn Kelly tonight, and you'll be able to hear a debate analysis from the Trump perspective.
I mean, I'll be honest. I like Fox News a lot more than the other networks because they cover more patriot-based stuff. But at the same time, they kind of want to run the liberty movement, not grow it. And then you've got the folks that own it, you know, involved with Hillary and things. So, I, you know, they're trying to keep feet in both camps, like the Koch brothers and others. And then when she says things about Donald Trump that aren't true, that was fine. But at the same time, you know, I think she's attractive. I do think she's smart. I don't think it's Megyn Kelly at the same time. But let's just face it. She does have some anti-gunners on. She probably is a closet liberal, in my view. And that's fine. I just think she should be honest about the fact. And I think the fact that she doesn't like Trump only makes him that much stronger. I mean, I think that's why he continues to rise in the polls. Separately, sir, you're the political expert. I'm just a guy that, you know, studies globalism in general and what's happening. Looking nationally past Iowa, if he wins by a few points, what happens? If he loses by a few points, I mean, I look at a wide range of scientific polls as you do. It just appears he just keeps widening his lead more and more. And I know at Davos, the major globalists were in the news, in the Financial Times of London, the editor saying, quote, the super elite must stop him internationally, must give money. I mean, when foreign newspapers are saying the elite need to stop Trump and do anything, that is the biggest endorsement of Trump. Because when a newspaper endorses somebody and it's establishment, I don't like them. Having the Times of London say we must stop Trump, I mean, that is the biggest endorsement I could imagine.
Well, I got to tell you, Alex, I know the D.C. Wall Street crowd. I've been in American politics 40 years. I eat with these people. I drink with these people. I prefer it when they pay. They are wetting their pants over the prospect of a Donald Trump presidency because all their globalist plans for world government and regional government go out the window. In Trump, they have somebody completely unviable and someone who cannot and will not be bullied, as he is demonstrating to Fox News at this very moment. I think he's the last best chance to save this country in this inexorable march towards one world government. This is our best shot. Now, I don't argue, as I did in the Fox Opinion page this week, that he's a pure conservative. He's not. I do argue he's the best choice for conservatives and liberty-minded voters in 2016. There's a difference. I don't care about purity. I care about integrity. And somebody's going to stand up for the U.S. Constitution and our sovereignty. And the only candidate I see who's really going to do that, who can win, is Donald Trump. It is this National Review, revolt against Trump. A number of the fellows who signed that agreement are friends of mine, or that manifesto are friends of mine. But they're purists. They're intellectuals. I'm in the business of getting people elected. Only Trump can beat Hillary Clinton because only Trump will get right up in her grill on her abuse of women, on the mass.
Sure, that's why the establishment doesn't want him there. And separately, with the FBI indictments, the reporting the FBI is going to go public if the Justice Department doesn't move for indictment. They're clearly brought Sanders to the White House now. They've got Biden being brought out of deep freeze. Looks like they're starting to panic, or is that hype? What's your inside baseball, Roger Stone?
I think she's in deep trouble, even with her own. The Democrats have never liked the yoke of the Clintons. They accepted it because they had to. We know that there's animosity between Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the Clintons. Comrie, the FBI director, is a straight shooter, career law enforcement man. He's going to make his recommendation public. I cannot believe that if the Justice Department doesn't choose to prosecute Hillary for her myriad of crimes, that he will resign, causing a firestorm. You've now got 125 FBI agents pouring over the Clinton Foundation. Alex, the Clinton Foundation is a slush fund for grifters. This is a $2 billion global fraud and growing every day. What they've done now at the Clinton Foundation is to open subsidiaries in a number of countries that have no transparency or reporting requirements in their charitable laws. So they can wash millions of dollars to Canada, for example.
Total racketeering, total transparent, absconding with the record. I mean, it's so naked. She's been caught in triplicate in the emails, how to cut off top secret off the top, or classified, said she didn't have more, perjury to Congress. I mean, why aren't they frying her politically already? I mean, she makes Nixon look like an angel.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think you've got the scenario exactly right. They knock her out of the way. The establishment types knock her out of the way because they know she cannot beat Trump. And they substitute this bumbler, Joe Biden. Well, don't think we can't beat him, too. This guy's pathetic. He's run for president twice before, and he didn't even get out of the team. So I think that their party is going to be in disarray. Now you have the question of whether the American people want 4 more years of what they've had for 8 years. And the answer is no. Hillary's forced to embrace Obama to win the Democratic nomination, but that's the kiss of death in a race against Donald Trump in what is a change election. People want a radical change in direction in this country.
They do, and I tell you, I just absolutely love Donald Trump, and I'm going to be voting for him, not just in the primary, but in the general election, because he genuinely has scared the elite. It's not theater. They're putting all their money against him. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And if we just keep working in the system, we're going to lose. We've got to do the right thing. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. And put Trump in there. What I like about Trump is he said a lot of bad stuff over the years. He admits, I was a businessman. I was focused on working in the system. Now they're destroying my country. I'm fighting. Is the growth curve of his knowledge. And when he says something that's wrong, he comes back and says, no, I've changed my view. Here's why. And then it's right. And he doesn't back down. He's very presidential. He's sophisticated. And he wants to make America great. He isn't a globalist that wants to sell out America for international power. You know, there is no power internationally. It's illusion. The whole world is in deep trouble. We need America to be strong. And he's the only one that does that. And, you know, Ted Cruz, I like Ted Cruz on many fronts, but his pedigree is globalist. And I'll forgive that. We're going to skip this network break. I will forgive that because he has some good votes in the Senate. But it doesn't mean I still completely trust him. And so that's what I'm getting at is the fact that the system is so scared of Trump for real, because I'm a media analyst. I know when something's real and when it's not, tells me he's the guy to go for. I want to spend a few more minutes with you, Mr. Schoen. I know you have to go. That's why I skipped this break. But Anthony Gucciardi, any points you've got, any questions for Mr. Stone, because you're digging into this political analysis as well.
Absolutely. I think regardless of what you think, it's amazing that they always say, oh, you're a flip-flopper when you advance your thinking on something. Like, you're not allowed to grow and understand something and advance your thought patterns and your political ideology, right? So when someone attacks you using your past,
it's insane. Example of that is, of course, the issue of abortion. There is no question whatsoever that Trump and his wife used to be pro-abortion. Then they had a child late in life, Barron Trump, and they cherished that child. That changed their entire worldview. A movement that doesn't accept converts is doomed.
Exactly.
I don't care what he thought 15 years ago. I care what he thinks today. Today, Donald Trump is 100% pro-life. Now, the liberals won't give him the benefit of the doubt. If he had switched from being pro-abortion to be, anti-abortion to pro-abortion, he'd be a hero. That's a perfect example.
Well, I've got a good feeling for things, not just politically, but in my gut watching it. And I can literally see that Trump has grown a lot. All of us grow. He says he's grown. You know, it's like Louis Farrakhan, you know, said, I've grown. I don't want to be like I was. And I've woken up and he listens to my show and I've changed him. You know, Trump sees what's happening because of the internet. He's now learning all these political things. Stone. I mean, I met Stone like 10 years ago at anti-globalist meetings, JFK events. He's a top JFK writer. And I didn't realize that it was the Roger Stone that was a famous political guy. And I knew he'd, and then I kind of looked at, whoa, you know, it's like this guy is fighting the establishment coming out of it. You know, because now there's more of us. Now we can do it. Now we can do it outside the system. We can take over the system. And so many people, mainly because of the control of the churches by the Ford Foundation and by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, the World Council of Churches, teaching them you can't win. Evil's going to take over. You can't ever fix anything. You're powerless. Okay, let's just lay down and wait for the rapture. I mean, give me a break, folks. My whole life I fought, whether it was bullies or then in radio or whatever it is, and I fought, I've been just as smart as the bad guy or smarter, I beat him. If you take action, you work 18 hours a day, you will win. We can kick the globalist butts. We can make this country free again. We can move away from dystopia towards liberty, not promising some utopia, but it takes radical change, radical aggression at the establishment. And if Trump gets elected and doesn't do what he said he's going to do, he will be crucified, and he knows that. So he wants to be George Washington, not Benedict Arnold. I'm telling you, I believe he wants to try to save this country with our help. And Stone, you've known him for decades. Is that what's in your gut as well?
Yeah, look, I've come a long way, Alex. I'm a sentimental Republican. I worked in the U.S. Senate. I worked in the House. I worked for 3 American presidents. I worked on 9 presidential campaigns. It took me a while to figure out that both parties are in it together. The two-party duopoly is selling this country down the river. They slap each other on the back and go out to dinner as soon as they turn the TV cameras off. It's a scam, and it's all run on corporate money by the global giants. Donald Trump has broken up that whole narrative. The lobbyist consultant class who've been running this country are petrified about the real reform.
That's it. They've hijacked the country. They don't know who he is. They're not sure. They just know he wants to cut their system off, and they don't like it. So you want the crooks we know we've got, or the guy that wants to actually target the system and go after it? We're going to have debate coverage tonight, 7, right through until like 11 at night with Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, myself, Anthony Gucciardi. We'll be playing clips from Mr. Stone's interview here live today as well. StoneZone.com. Find his book on the Clintons and their sexual activities and their sexual crimes of oppression right there on his site. Thank you so much for giving us so much time. And I look forward to talking to you, obviously, in the next few days and the aftermath. If you can pop back in, Mr. Stone.
I would love to. Alex, never give up the fight.
We will not, sir. We'll have the feed from Trump. We'll have the feed of our coverage of his event and Fox, and we'll have a lot more tonight. Infowars.com/show. Great job, Anthony Gucciardi. I want to go out to break here with a promo clip McBreen put together of just some of the media demonization against Infowars. The same stuff happening to Trump. That's what you need to see to know folks are taking action. And then look at what we stand for and what we've done. We want to defeat tyranny and secure the next generation's freedom. I don't want to rule people. I don't want to rule the world like Ted Cruz said when I was 18. When I was 18, I wanted to free the world. I wanted to change the world. We're going to do it. It's only when evil starts to take over that the good men start to stand up, and we have. And I am burning with the fires of liberty, and I'm here with you to take action tonight, 7 o'clock. The transmission ends in 4 minutes. Here is the intro.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
They're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Must
citizens.
Classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
Well, Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
This is real good.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.